Private school fees are far too high across the region. They threaten to exclude poorer children from the education system. This according to UAE businessman, prolific UAE businessman, Mohammed Alabar. He gave his warning yesterday during the panel discussion of the results from the Arab Youth Survey. We'll get onto that a little later on. The UMAR Group chairman questioned whether education should be privatised, said extortionately high private school fees were to blame for lack of access to high quality education, a general failure to prepare young people for the jobs market. He went on to say, I am very close to private educators. They suck the life out of the fees. He added, I'm not sure if education should really be privatised. I know private schools have good discipline, but some of these fees, how can any human being pay like this? So it hurts. It hurts me that the guy who needs the most help, who can't even afford to pay 2,000 dirhams, say $500 a year, he's the guy we need to help. Mohammed Alabar wants to help. Other members on the panel want to help as well. What help do they need to provide? All good and well complaining about the soaring fees. We know that is an issue. What is the solution? We've had a text message from RN who says, newcomers to the UAE are facing massive problems finding school places as we all have to go onto long waiting lists at the moment. There is, in my opinion, a particular shortage of places for mid-income families. Tuition fees are another major concern for us. We see that schools are only here to make profit. Thank you very much indeed to RN for those thoughts.
Saad saying state-sponsored education with private inputs should be a good way of controlling the issue. That's exactly what we're looking for today. Solutions to the problem. Thank you for that one, Saad. And this one, no name, saying schools in Dubai overvalued education for their high salaries and luxury facilities and life. How much education does a child between 3 and 7 years really require? What will the value be? That should be the starting point.
Let's go to the Lions. Who have we got in the Lions? Vastikan?
We're speaking to Hisham. Good morning, Hisham.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for joining us. You're a parent. You pay school fees here in the UAE. What do you think of Mohammed Alibar's comments?
Yeah, exactly. Someone I really appreciate, and someone him should come up and change this, what's happening here. Because we are facing a lot of problem in not only me, but I guess most of the people, they are having the same issue. The fees are very high, getting admission is really difficult. So yeah, it should be regularized. There should be some rules here. Yeah.
What do you think is the solution though, Hashim? It is a very heavy burden for all parents in the UAE and the region to carry. So what do you think is the right approach?
See, the amount of money which is here, I think there should, because if you see here, it's all the companies, I think, because mostly expats are living here. So the government should enforce or make a law, and some of them to make the companies, they should proportionate some of their income, some of the salary to the education. It should be supported by the organization in which the people are working. At least this will minimize the burden on the parents.
We know that costs are high across the board at the moment. Costs for rent are high, costs for cost of living are high, costs for education is high. What do you hope that comments like this from a man like Mr. Alabar, what change do you hope that they will make? And do you think they will make a change?
Well, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful in this because people or the locals here, community, they listen to him. He has a word. He is a key figure person here. So definitely the same way when I remember, the same thing was happening here a few years ago in the rent. So the government, they form RERA and they regularized it and they put a rule that no, they cannot increase the rent for 2 years or 3 years. There is some law. So definitely something should come for the schools here. I mean, every year there should not be an increase. It should be sealed and all the things should be considered. Plus, there is one suggestion, which if I may put on
here. Of course,
air,
yeah, why not?
That the schools, the fee should not be fixed. The fee should not be fixed. They should be related to the income of the parent, income of the parent, and considering the number of children he is having. So it should not be fixed as, okay, you have to pay 50,000 dirhams per year for your child. It should be proportionate. If he can afford it, so yeah. Something like this should come.
Hisham, it's lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much indeed for your thoughts this morning. Hisham Jivar giving us thoughts on the subject. If you'd like to give us your penny's worth as well, what is the solution? Come on, get involved in the conversation. Give us a call, 04-43-1010. Richie Sanakonis is taking your calls this morning. He doesn't bite, so feel free to give him a call, 04-43-1010. Let's get you on air and get your thoughts and see if we can't come up with some creative solutions to the problems. Let's go to the news desk now. Never a problem with Serena Kelly.